Green, Senator Usserman, Senator Huffman, Senator Olson, Senator Wilkin, Senator Donnelly, and there's only one matter on the agenda this morning, Senate Bill 95, it's appropriation grant to Arctic Power for ANWR. I'm joined by Senator Lehman. This appropriation is also included in the House's version of the Fast Track Supplemental Bill. So what I would hope today is we would hear public testimony and discuss this particular proposal, and then as we take up the Fast Track Supplemental tonight, this is already out of the way. We've dealt with this portion of the Fast Track Supplemental as it's coming to us from the House. So with that, I do believe we have somebody online to testify, and we'll go to the teleconference network. I don't have a sheet here that says who it is, but is there a representative of Arctic Power online?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, my name is Cam Tuohy, Executive Director of Arctic Power. I appreciate your swift action in addressing this great opportunity to promote ANWR development. Before you was an appropriation request for $1.5 billion to take advantage of the public interest in energy issues and our ability to promote ANWR as a solution to the future problems in this country. Many of you have been involved in our program in the past and understand how we use the funds in order to educate members of Congress through tours, visits from Alaskans to Capitol Hill, visits by Alaskans to states that across the country to educate their support groups and media, and also some of our response media campaigns to try to keep the field level in our efforts to educate people with national environmental groups. I do understand that Senator Murkowski will be before you tomorrow. Our efforts are coordinated between the Alaska delegation, the legislature, and the governor's office, and I'm sure he'll be able to give you detailed press from D.C. that will be able to assist you in your understanding of our situation. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Senator Lehman.
Cam, thank you for that presentation. There's two things that that I would ask for. One is a work plan. If you can identify how this $1.5 million would be spent or how it fits into your other sources of money. And I appreciate your talking generally about what it's going to be used for, but if you have laid out a detailed work plan, that would be helpful. And the second thing is that this particular piece of legislation shows a lapse date of June 30th, 2006, and I'm wondering why we would need to have a lapse date of 5 years out if this is in the supplemental for this year. I would guess that money would have been spent long before 5 years from now. And did you have any part in writing that lapse date, or is that something we had to ask ourselves?
For your last question, you know, the lapse date. This is an appropriation like we've had in similar years past, which has been a five-year capital appropriation. The lapse date, our intention is these funds are needed now and would be used now. I think it gives us more flexibility if all the funds are not used to be able to allocate this project later down the road. But I have not had a whole lot of time to spend on the lapse date discussion at all. In referring to your first question about a detailed work plan, I'd be happy to sit down with you and go over that. Obviously, we're in a campaign, and the information that we provide as backup to an appropriation like this would automatically be used against us in this effort to try to open ANWR. Any information like that, I'd be happy to try to share with you in your
office. Okay. I just want to make sure that we're using our best efforts, which I know you've done in the past, and I would expect you to continue to maximize coordination with other efforts that are ongoing so we can get the best bang for our buck.
I appreciate that. That's definitely our goal. One thing I will note is that we intend to match these public funds with private contributions. So we would be looking at an overall budget of about $4 million.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Usserman and Senator Hoffman.
Thank you. Just a couple quick questions. First off, how long has Arctic Power been working on ANWR?
Arctic Power was formed in 1992, right after the Gulf War, and it was the intention of the Alaska delegation, governor, and legislature at the time to form a group to respond to the opportunities that might be presented to the state in its efforts to open ANWR. Obviously, like the Gulf War in 1992, we're faced with a similar opportunity today with Americans interested in energy and solving their long-term energy needs. And so we've been receiving state funds since 1995.
Since 1995, and how much have you received from the state since 1995?
On average, it's been running, the legislature made available to us $500,000 annually. This has been an amount that was determined that would be needed to keep the issue alive and also to take advantage of opportunities that might come along. Of that $500,000, we've been expending approximately $250,000 annually. So coupled with our private funds, our operation has been fairly small until the last 2 months when the issue has obviously woken up.
Okay, that kind of brings back to my final question is, why do we need a supplemental fast-track budget right now?
Because we are in a situation where the opportunities are presented to us immediately. We have legislation that's already been introduced in the U.S. House. Representative Young is working on co-sponsors and getting hearings on the bill. Senator Murkowski is introducing his legislation, his comprehensive energy package. In next week, ANWR is in there, and we have to work to educate members of Congress on this, work on their districts, and deal with the media onslaught. We are receiving about 7 to 10 interviews a day, requests for media tours, and we have over 15 congressional tours already planned for starting as early as March, going through the summer months. The amount of interest and work that's going to be required to keep the positive message of ANWR development in the national media and in Congress is tremendous. People that have been working on this issue for 20 years have never seen the interest in the lower 48 in ANWR like we see it today.
Follow up then, Mr. Chairman. Do you expect this 1.5 to come in one lump sum, or is this going to be spread out over the 5 years?
No, this would be something that we need in the next 30 days.
Okay.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple of items. Do you have a report as to what has been accomplished with the prior appropriations? And two, I wonder if you could give us a brief breakdown of the composition of the membership of Arctic Power.
Yes, Senator Hoffman. We have basically over the last 4 or 5 years since our legislation, since open ANWR legislation passed the U.S. House and Senate, but then was vetoed in 1995 by President Clinton, we have been working to maintain and strengthen our support base in Congress. Last year, there was a budget resolution that passed the U.S. Senate that included ANWR. We have maintained and tried to strengthen our support in both the Senate and the House, and I think we've demonstrated that we can do that. These funds have predominantly been used for ANWR tours, which we offer all members of Congress tours of the coastal plain, and Prudhoe Bay and Valdez, visiting Barrow. We have continually maintained the internet website, union outreach, and other grassroots work around the country. I think it's evident our long-term investment in this project is starting to pay off. We have national media attention on ANWR that was driven because of energy and the role that ANWR could play in it. And I think it's the fact that we positioned ourselves quite well to take advantage of the current national interest in ANWR. And I think it's one of those things that a lot of folks can say that there is it's the result of long-term investment in this project that is giving us the dividends today.
Yeah, the two questions that I had is, do we have a written report as to how the previous appropriations were made, and what is the composition of the...
No, we don't have a written report of the expenditures, but we can provide that for you. We supply the normal audits with the state that are required for our state funding. We'll be happy to go through those with you. Our board is made up of Alaskans. We have a couple folks from Seattle. It is statewide, going from Mayor Nagyak from North Slope Borough, Georgia Mowak from the North Slope Borough. We have several folks from Fairbanks, Milt Bear in Fairbanks. We have about 55 members to date. Our co-chairs are Mano Fry with the AFL-CIO and Jerome Selby with the Kodiak Island Borough, retired mayor.
Thank you.
Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Three things, if I could. The first is, as people in my district discuss this issue, I think it would be interesting for this committee, and not so much for Mr. Tui, unless he has it on hand, it would be interesting to see the differences between the revenue structure to the state, between the petroleum, NPRA, and ANWR, so that we understand between the two, if you had all their things being equal, which one would you develop that brings the most resources to the state? And that revolves around royalty, severance tax, and those types of things. So I'll throw that out just as a question in my mind. The second thing, when people talk to me about ANWR, one of the problems is that in their minds, there is the drilling techniques of old, let's say 20 years ago, Prudhoe Bay, are the drilling techniques that would be used at ANWR. And that creates a great deal of fear in their minds. And I know from just being around Fairbanks that the changes in drilling technology over the last 20 years because of Prudhoe Bay have changed remarkably. And in fact, Alaska is at the leading edge of drilling technology. And the things we do today are not what we did 20 or 25 years ago. Cam, I think it's important for you to work with the oil companies to have in your pocket a 20-minute presentation about all the technologies that can be brought to bear to drill ANWR in an environmentally responsible manner. And I think that someone ought to be working on that today, and that it ought to be rolled out at every Rotary Club and Chamber Club and PTA, that you have an opportunity to talk to the grassroots, the people that vote, to put their minds at ease that we can do this in an environmentally responsible manner. People of Alaska and the people of America need to know how to drill an oil well and how we can tap that reserve without, as they may say, decimating it. So I'll offer that to you, and I know you've heard that. We've discussed this before, but I'll throw that ball to you and hope that you, with some of this money, can put this in place. It's certainly in the best interest of Alaskan and the best interest of the oil companies to make sure that we all understand what has gone on in the drilling technology in the last 25 years. The third thing is, there seems to be a perception of people that talk to me that ANWR is just like Prudhoe Bay. Or on the other side, ANWR is totally different than Prudhoe Bay. And by that I mean geography, topography. I think it's important that those that haven't visited Prudhoe Bay and ANWR have that opportunity. And Cam, I would hope that you have a list going. And when you have a delegation going from Washington or wherever they're from, and you have an extra seat or two on the plane, that you go down that list and make sure that this building has seen ANWR and Prudhoe Bay so that they can counter those arguments or at least have some response when people say, well, it's entirely different. I don't know that. I've seen pictures, but pictures can be manipulated to tell whatever story you want to tell. So I'd offer that to you and hope that this money can be used to educate the legislature so that we can go back to our constituents and talk about, well, I've been there, I've seen it, and this is my opinion on your opinion. And I think that's very important. So with that, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Senator Olson.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Tui, Mrs. Senator Olson. I'd like to go ahead and, first of all, thank you for coming up before us again. We certainly understand the benefits and the reasons for capitalizing on the interest that's been shown by the public in general because of the circumstances that we're under. And we'd hate to lose any of that momentum that is happening as we go on through this time of the energy needs. The question that I have, though, and I've seen where you've benefited certainly the North Slope, the people of Kaktovik in the past, with what you've provided there, and certainly it's an essential service. But the question that I have is, I hear you're going to be using a fair amount of money for tours, but I guess in the media onslaught that you're having to meet, but 2 years from now, when we look back on the budget that's been appropriated
what solid evidence are we going to have that we have done anything that we can look at besides giving people a tour of the Anwar area?
Well, our objective is a successful vote in the Senate and House, and I think it's going to be very successful, and I think it's something we'll be able to look back in probably a year's time and say that it was money well spent.
Okay, but there's nothing in there for new generators or stuff that's slotted specifically going to the Anwar area.
No, these funds are going to be predominantly used to educate members of Congress and support the legislation that's been introduced in the House and Senate to open the region to oil and gas development. This is strictly to help fund the campaign to get the words out on Anwar and maintain our support in Congress.
Okay, that's all the questions I have, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much, Mr. Tui, for these comments. We know how beneficial our power is. Thank you.
Is there any more questions for Mr. Tui? Senator Wilkin.
Chairman, just so I can follow up, Cam, I'd just like to hear your response in regard to the drilling presentation and also to the visits. Do you agree with me that both those two things are very important to do and that perhaps some of this money could be used along with oil company money to do both of those things?
Obviously, we believe our number one most effective program is tours. Seeing is believing. Whenever we've taken members up to the coastal plain, Prudhoe Bay included, Barrow, Taktovik, it's an impressive sight. They are very impressed with the technology, the care to the environment, and also the harshness of the climate, the area that we try to develop. It is absolutely amazing. Our hardest part is getting people to take the tour. This year we've had more interest than ever before, and that's obviously because the issue is gaining national attention. But probably the next most important thing is our demonstration of the technology. The advancements in the last 25 years in Arctic development are tremendous. When you show them the field of Prudhoe Bay and its larger footprint and its larger buildings, and then you show them a field like Alpine or Badami, which is roadless and developed on less than 100 acres of land, it is very impressive. If you show them the computer technology that's used to develop those postage stamp size fields, it does sell the product. You'll notice that the national media recently, 60 Minutes included, NBC, New York Times, and Scientific America, all have concentrated on the technology. This is something that the American people are real interested in, and they also feel very comfortable that Anwar development can occur without damaging to the environment. So obviously we are stressing the technology advancements, and we will do so, and I think it's an excellent idea to put together a presentation that's designed to support opening Anwar, but it's modeled around the technology story.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lehman.
Cam, you may have covered this already, but if so, I missed it. Have you identified how many dues-paying members there are in Arctic Power?
We have 9,000 individual and company members. We are working right now to expand that. Obviously, we have two needs. One is we need more members for the support of our organization, and two, we need the funding to help match this public funding appropriation. So we are in the process right now of expanding the number of members in Arctic Power.
And Mr. Chairman and Cam, I've been thinking through various organizations in our state, and I can't think of another one that would be any larger or broader based in terms of membership dues-paying organizations. Are there any other in the state that you're aware of, any larger and broader based than Arctic Power?
There definitely is no other single issue organization with as large of a base, I don't believe.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Tui? Is there anyone else here to testify on this proposal or this bill? Okay. Now, this is going to be part of the consideration of the supplemental, the fast-track supplemental. It's going to be in the House version, so we will be taking it up when we calendar that piece of legislation. Yeah. Senator Austin.
Yeah, just a comment. I've got a file in front of me. It's got one piece of paper for $1.5 million. And while I truly believe that Arctic Power is a very good organization and is actually doing what it says, But as Cam just said, we've been receiving $500,000 annually from the state. We've been spending around $250,000 of that. And now we need to give Arctic Power $1.5 million in the next 30 days. I don't know, you know, when I get to talking about different budget items as a member of this committee, and when we get to things like fish and game budget, where we're talking about giving them $50,000 this year to help them along after we've cut out about $2 million of their budget in the last 5 years, I just have, you know, there's no backup that tells me how much is being matched. This bill does not say that this $1.5 million is going to be matched, which Mr. Tui said it's going to be. I just have a little bit of a nervous feeling that when I get into these discussions that at least there should be some backup information that tells me exactly where the money is going, how it's going to be spent, whether it's going to be matched. And if they need it in the next 30 days, does that mean they're going to spend $1.5 million in the next 60 days to do this? And do they need to hold 1.5 as a supplemental and a fast track when maybe part of this would be in the regular budget process? So when we get to the vote, that's my comments.
Senator Osterman, you're absolutely right. We should have been a little bit more in that file, but knowing that it wasn't going to be the vehicle that we're using for it, I think things are being prepared for when the House Fast Track Supplemental comes over. Senator Wilkin? No. Did you have specific questions while we have Mr. Tui online you wanted to prepare a written response to?
Are we going to get that kind of information at tonight's meeting then that shows before we vote on 1.5?
I don't think we'll be voting on that tonight.
Huh?
We're not going to be voting on it tonight.
Okay. Well, sometime before I vote on it, yeah, I would like to have some information.
Well, let's go ahead.
Backup information that shows exactly what the money's being used for.
Mr. Tui, can you hear this conversation?
Yes. I'd be happy to work with Senator Osterman in the next several hours and try to provide some information.
Okay, we're going into majority caucus in now. But if you could work and try to provide the answers to those questions, I believe they were, what kind of commitments do we have for a match? How much money has been spent over the past 5 years, and is there any left? What's the appropriate lapse date for this appropriation? And a plan of some kind for utilization of this money, kind of identifying how you're breaking it out and what you think you'd anticipate being, how much going to what. Was there anything else, Representative Austin? I mean, Senator Austin?
How it's being matched.
I'd be happy to provide some general information in regards to that, but it's very critical that we do not provide information that can be used against the state's efforts to open ANWR.
Understand. Okay. Well, we appreciate you being willing to work with the committee on that. Any other questions? If there are no other questions, we'll go ahead and adjourn and majority caucus.